Come on, everybody, let's give God some praise. Come on, stand to your feet. Today is a great day. This is Mother's Day, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Come on, everybody, give God some praise. Truly, He's been good to you. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Amen. What a great day. This is a great day that the Lord has given us. We come to give God the praise. We come to give God the glory. So come, let us worship God in the beauty of His holiness. Amen. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, this hour, this moment, this day, we come in your Son Jesus' mighty name, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for just seeing the beauty of this day. Thank you for driving up and down the dangerous roads with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come on these holy grounds. Thank you that when we arrived here, Lord, we saw smiling faces, shook glad hands. Thank you that we had life. We had health and strength. Now come, Holy Spirit. Come, come now, Holy Spirit. Come now this Mother's Day. Bless all the mothers right now. Come now, Holy Spirit. Manifest your spirit all over this place, all over this land, all over this country. Bless your preach word. Crown pastor with knowledge from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Given dunamis power, that power, the unction of the Holy Spirit that will only come from you. Thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in advance. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you that we come to worship you, give you the glory, bless your choir, your musicians, your ushers, the deacons, all those that it takes to make up this service. We give you honor and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Amen. If there are any parishioners, you may let them in. Amen. It looks like some of the lights are out. Amen. But we'll make sure that gets taken care of by 10:45. We're going to ask Deacon Houston to take care of it. Amen. Turn with us, amen, to our responsive reading. Amen. Which can be found in the Gospel of Luke. The responsive reading can be found in the Gospel of Luke. Luke, the first chapter, amen, beginning at verse 26. Luke, the first chapter, beginning at verse 26. I'll read verse 26. You will follow thereafter. And we will all read verse 33 together. Amen. Amen. Verse 26 read, "And in the sixth month, the angel of Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth." "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor." Somebody say favor. Favor with God. "And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David," altogether, "and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom shall there be no end." Amen. Please remain standing with us for our morning scripture as well, that can be found in the book of Titus. The book of Titus. Amen. If there are any parishioners in the vestibule, we will give them time to come in. Amen. The book of Titus, Amen. The second chapter, the book of Titus, the second chapter, and we will begin reading at verse 1. The book of Titus, the second chapter, beginning at verse 1. I'll be reading from the NIV version. Amen. If you don't mind. You, however, must reach, verse 1, what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the old men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-control, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderous or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children and to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled in everything. Set them as an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them. And verse 10 says, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can fully be trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive. May God add a blessing to the reading of His word for the good and the edifying of our souls. Amen. Preach a word, Pastor. Amen. We will now be blessed by a male chorus.
Test one. Time. sometimes. Won't your children make you cry sometimes? Won't your family make you cry sometimes? You buy them some Reeboks and they won't Nike. Ain't it all right? Ain't it all right? Sometimes enemies all the way around me, but I kept on singing, kept on praying, kept on praying, I kept on praying. How many had to cry sometime? How many have to cry sometime? Won't your children make you cry? Won't your family make you cry sometime? Won't the problems of your life make you cry? Problems on your job sometime. Won't your children make you cry? Cry sometime. Oh, but he wiped the tears. I had to cry.
Praise God. I think that was a tribute to mothers. Amen. Give them another hand if you will. Praise God. Praise God. Truly we give God all the honor, all of the praise. Amen. To Reverend Kitchens and to all of our officers, our deacons, deaconesses, mothers, choir, ushers, saints, and friends, and to the first family and to you that are listening in, amen. Truly, we welcome you here to our services this morning here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. We want to give all honor and respect to all mothers today. We say Happy Mother's Day. Praise God. Amen. Truly, we are happy just to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Praise God. Thank God for how he's blessed us and kept us through the week. Amen. I know it's getting a little warm now. Amen. And the old saying goes that all that heat is just the rehearsal if you're going to hell. You think it's hot now, wait till you get there. Hallelujah. But that's not where we want to go. Is that right? Amen. We want to go there where Jesus is. Amen. Amen. All right. We have any visitors this morning. We'd like for you to stand. We'd like to recognize you, know your name and where you're from. Any visitors with us? All right. Everybody feel at home. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, I forgot to make mention of this last Sunday, but we do have an engagement this coming Wednesday. Wednesday the 17th at 7:30. We are the invited guests to Mount Zion First Baptist Church there in Smyrna, Georgia. It's 1789 Hawthorne Avenue, Smyrna, Georgia, where the new elected pastor there, Many of you know him, Tyler Cook. He used to play drums. Amen. He's now pastor there. Amen. So we'll be going there for their revival on the Wednesday night. So we will not have Bible study here Wednesday. Amen. So we'll have it over there. So we ask you to come and go along with us. I'm sure they will live stream it so that you will be able to participate if you would like. Amen. So please meet us over there at 7:30 on Wednesday night. All right. I believe there's a Digness video. Is that right? Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. I come to you on behalf of the deaconess. We need all the cooks in the house, men and women, to get ready, get ready, get ready. We are putting together a very special cookbook, and we need everyone's help. Even you, Pastor, you can give us one of your mother's great recipes, right? So we are, like I said, putting together recipes. We'd like to have all of them together by next Sunday. There are these forms right behind the pew here, and there's some in the vestibule. So come share your favorite recipe, your family recipe with us. If you'd like to put a picture of your loved one along with the recipe, you can do that as well. There's a cost for that. But again, we'd like to have everybody's recipes together by next Sunday so that we can distribute the special recipe book around the church anniversary. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. All right. This time we will hear from Reverend Kitchen, the Vacation Bible School. And then if there's a Women's Day announcements, you can come following Reverend Kitchen.
Again, good morning to all of you that are here listening in or in the audience. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Just to remind us, we're in a short period of time now. Our Vacation Bible School is fastly approaching June the 19th through the 23rd. June the 19th through the 23rd. Please make plans to be here each night. We have a fun-filled program that we believe the entire family will enjoy. Amen. Dinner will be served at 6 p.m. Classes will start at 7 p.m. So come, let's enjoy the Lord that course of the week. Now, on next Tuesday, the 23rd, we need to see all of those that are involved in Vacation Bible School, whether you're teaching or whatever capacity you're working. Next Tuesday at the 6:30 hour, we need to meet you in the fellowship hall downstairs. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day. Amen.
Good morning, Pastor. And to you, my New Hope family, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, even to the aunts that stepped in. Happy Mother's Day. I stand before you for the last time because get excited. Next Sunday is Women's Day. Your chairpersons have put together an awesome, awesome program, and they've made sure, thanks to Sister Nicole, what I'm saying is there. Now, it's more women. So let's pay our assessments. That's all I'm going to say. Our choir, the last choir rehearsal is this Thursday at 7 p.m. Please come out. If you weren't here last, they'll probably squeeze you in. Yes, if you weren't here last Tuesday. But please, let's pay our assessments. Our colors are pastel, and the theme is, are you listening? We're going to have a grand time. Our speakers are excited. I heard from both of them this week. They're excited. It's going to be, just pray that the Lord will get the glory and we will be changed and we will be edified. Okay? Thank you. Have a good week.
Thank you for those announcements. We pray you govern yourselves accordingly. Is there any that had a birthday in the month of May or having a birthday? Amen. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday to you. Praise God. Praise God. May God bless you with many, many more years of happiness and good health. Amen. Did anyone get married in the month of May? Anyone get married? Man, everybody's scared of the month of May. All right. For those who might be listening in that got married in the month of May, we praying the best for you, that the Lord continue blessing your marriage. Amen. Praise God. Let us continue praying for those on our sick and our shedding list. Amen. Continue praying for Dick and Urquhart as he's recovering. Sister Kendall Thomas, who's going through therapy, that was in a car accident. We ask you to keep her in your prayers. Sister Rose Cox, as she's recovering from her knee surgery. Diane Scopes, who's recovering from her back surgery. Paul Cooks, who has cancer. Deborah Fisher, who had a biopsy of her lungs. We pray the best for her. Diganess Kaur, keep her lifted in your prayers. Her baby brother that we had been praying for, the Lord saw fit to call him home. So we ask that you keep, amen, the Kaur family in your prayers, if you will. Also, Deacon and Deaconess Rivers, as they go through their health problems. Sister Sheila Pugh is here, and she looks like she's recovering good, so praise God. Amen for her. Amen. And Deaconess Rice, brother, let's continue praying for him. Deaconess Doris Gordon's sister in South Carolina, who has cancer. Let's keep her lifted in prayer. Reverend James and his family. Sister Angie Smith, who's recovering from a stroke, and former President Jimmy Carter, who's in hospice at home. Let's pray for all of those on our sick and concerned list, because we believe that prayer still works. Amen? So let's keep them lifted in prayer. Thank you so very much. At this time, we prepare for our tithe and our offering. Amen. Let's prepare our hearts to give, as the Lord has blessed us to give. Amen. Please take your offering in your hand and stand. We thank all of you who will give online. Thank you so very much. We really appreciate that. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be stewards of these monetary gifts. As we come now to present them to you, pray that thou will clean them up, purify them, make them worthy. There might be a blessing unto your ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We ask that you would please face the center aisles. Be directed by the ushers starting from the rear. Our ministers can come first. Amen.
Lord, we thank for the hands that give and the hands that did not give. It's really not from the hand of our pockets, from the Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for what you have given. May the Lord bless you real good. I guess I should recognize all mothers who are here today. Will you please stand? All mothers. All mothers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We are so happy to see you. May He continue blessing you. Amen. God bless you. You might be seated. Praise God. And we just want to thank God for all the mothers who have gone on to be with the Lord. Let's praise God for them today. Amen. All right, let's have some more good music from this choir. Amen. And then we'll have a word from the Lord.
Got a relationship with the Lord this morning. Has He been good to anybody?
Yeah.
If He's been good to you, just give the Lord a wave. Hallelujah. How about y'all, fellas?
Yeah.
He's been good to you. say I'm crazy, but I can't explain the power that I feel when I call your name. It's just like fire shut down in my bones. The fire. And honey from the honeycomb. Oh Lord. When the fire gets to moving, it won't leave me alone. Said it's just like fire.
All right.
In my bones. You don't have to wait till the fire come. You can pray.
something about the name of Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Amen. I remember when I was a little boy, sitting on my mother's knee. Mother told me all about the Bible so that I might be free. Oh, she told me when I was young, son, this race is gonna be hard to run. Mother, by early in the morning, she prayed for me. Anybody got a praying mother? Now when children would go away, mother would pray both night and day. Heard her say, Lord, take care of my children. Please don't let them go astray. Praying, Lord, take care of my children. Mother prayed early in the morning. She prayed for me. Yeah. Oh, Mother prayed.
She prayed. She prayed for me.
Mother prayed.
She prayed. Hallelujah. Anybody had a praying mother? Praise God. Praise God. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Amen. Verses 3 and 5. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 and 5. Similar, teach the old women to live in a way that honors God. They must not slander others or be heavy drinkers. Instead, they should teach others what is good. Verse 5 says, to live wisely and be pure, to work in their homes, to do good, and to be submissive to their husbands. Then they will not bring shame on the word of God. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Pray, Master, that I take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that your people might hear a word from heaven. They might be delivered, be saved, be set free. These we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just want to leave this thought with you, and I'm sure that mothers here and all over the world will agree to. Mother's work is never done. Amen. A mother's work is never done. I don't know about you, but have you ever noticed that we're always looking for a future time in our lives when things are supposed to get easier? The same is true with mothers. Any of us who have gone through all the cycles of raising children know that it never gets any easier. I don't know what it is about people, but we're always looking for that time in our lives when things do get easier. Yes, first you think, if I ever get through with this pregnancy, it'll be a lot easier. Then comes night feeding and colic and croak. Then you think, well, when the baby can walk, gets potty trained, things will get easier. Yeah, right. It'll be easier when they can start finding for themselves a little bit, or a man learning to do some things on their own. Maybe it'll be easier when they get their license and can haul themselves around. Maybe when they go off to college, things will get easier. What about when they are married with kids of their own? Surely things will get easier. Any of us who have gone through those cycles know that it never gets easier. The fact is, a mother's work is never really done. The passage that we just read is taken from a letter that Paul wrote to a young church planted in Crete by the name of Titus. The letter is full of instructions about how he should go about planting churches throughout the island. Paul doesn't go into a whole lot of specific details about church life and Christian living like he does in his other letters. What he does is focus on two things. First, he focuses on Titus, on the importance of right doctrine. In other words, he makes sure that Titus doesn't get sidetracked, as he is to center things around and give sufficiency of the scriptures in the church. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's the foundation. But how does the truth of the scripture get taught? That's the second main focus on this letter. Paul talks about the importance of Titus selecting the right kind of pastor and elder, and how they are to stand firm on the word of God. That makes sense, doesn't it? Even today, when we plant churches, we tend to concentrate on the pastor and church leaders. But what we don't tend to focus on is the next point of emphasis in this letter. Paul moves straight from the talking about pastors and elders to talking about the women in the church. And in the passage that we just read, he tells Titus that the women has a very important role in the church. As a matter of fact, you can look at it like this. The most important thing that Paul told Titus to focus on in the church is the faithful teaching of the scriptures. Then he told him that three groups of people are responsible for doing the faithful teaching: the pastor, the elders, and the older women. Does that surprise you? It shouldn't. I don't know about you, but as I was growing up in life, it was always the pastor and the elders that did the teaching, and the mothers of the church. Amen. They would show you how to act, and they would correct you when you did wrong. You heard the old saying that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Is that right? Amen. Although all through men's lives, we are called to be spiritual heads of our household, we know that nothing would ever surpass a mother's teaching to her children. From the time she first sang to her child in the womb, a mother is teaching her child. But then the child grow up. They get to the age where they won't listen to anyone. Does the teaching stop then? What about when they move out and get married and have kids on their own? Does the teaching stop there? No, the fact is that a mother's work is never done. The approach is certainly different. The relationship is certainly different. But the teaching is the same. How is the teaching done? It is in your behavior. In other words, people are watching you. Your children are watching you. So you as a mother has to be an example for them. The word translated as become holiness is an interesting one. It is a compound word. He compounds the word for, he combines the word for temple and the word for appropriate. In other words, Paul was saying that a woman's behavior was to be the kind of behavior expected of priests in the temple. Clean, upright, godly, pure. And out of that behavior, they would teach the young women. It's hard to teach that you don't know. It's hard to teach that you don't do. Because people just don't want you to teach them. They want you to show them. Now, I'm smart enough not to ask for a show of hands who would consider themselves to be an older mother here. But the fact is that every adult woman here is more mature than somebody. And every woman in here has another more mature lady that you can look to as an example. Amen. Ladies can teach young women what the Bible says about having self-control. Oh, we need that in the church today. Amen. The women that can teach them how to dress appropriately in the church. Women that can teach them how to talk appropriately in the church. Can you teach young women about being faithful to their husbands and building them up and encouraging them? Amen. I'm happy to say that the women here at New Hope is an example of being women that you would be willing to follow. Can you teach them what the Bible says about how to deal with their children? Can you teach them? Amen. Notice, if you will, that I didn't say you have to teach them by the perfect example you set. Teach them by what the Bible says. Amen. The truth be told, there's no perfect woman in here, no perfect young or old, or should I say seasoned woman in here. That can include your success with biblical standards. Amen. You're going to make mistakes. I don't care who you are. But the main thing is you try and teach people what the truth is all about. Amen. So that they be following Jesus and not following you. And it can include your failures with living out the biblical standards. Amen. Teach them your experience, your downfalls, the bridges that you crossed that you wish you hadn't crossed, and now you don't want them to cross. So teach them about those things so that they won't make the same mistakes that you have made. Amen. You see, even when your children are grown and gone, as a mother, your work is never done. Amen. You become a grandmother and you gotta teach your grandchildren. Amen. Your experience and wisdom is to use to teach others. I can think of a few positions in life that have worse consequences if they aren't done. When you hear stories of what happens to children who are abandoned by mothers, it affects them for the rest of their lives. It can even have an effect for generations. The same thing happens if mothers abandon their children's role in the church. We wonder why we have so much killing, young folks killing one another. Amen. It's sad when you think about they don't even value life anymore. Amen. Because first of all, they haven't been taught about life. We got children raising children, and that's why we have so many problems going on in the streets, because we haven't done any teaching in our homes. Amen. Then they got to come to church, and we try to teach them, but they don't want to listen because you didn't teach them to listen at home. But thanks be to God, we got some God-fearing mothers that have taught their children to do the right thing, that have showed them what's right and wrong, have helped them to learn how to cook, how to wash clothes, how to take care of their home, how to be a good wife. We thank God that we got some mothers here that are doing the right thing. So the words that Paul uses in verse 5 are shocking. He says that the older mother ought to teach the younger mother. Because if they don't, the word of God will be blasphemed. In other words, the consequences are very serious. As a matter of fact, the consequences are eternally serious. But the problem is not always with the one who are supposed to be doing the teaching, is it? Many times you got parents that do teach the right thing, but the children has a tendency to go astray. Many times elder mothers are setting the example, but the children won't follow. Many times they are willing to teach and mentor others, but will they listen? But a teacher has to have a willing student. A willing student. Amen. Ladies, do you seek out someone who is older and wiser than you? Do you humble yourself under the teaching of another godly woman? Paul tells you what kind of older woman or older lady to look for. If she doesn't have self-control, you don't need to take her advice. Come on, somebody. If she can't control her tongue, you don't need to take her instructions. If she wants to talk it over with you at the bar, you don't need to take up with her. Moms, seek out the right woman. Seek out a woman who is in behavior as becoming holy. Seek her out and grow in Christ with her. And you know what? We all should do that. If we would only, amen, learn how to follow people who are doing something, people who are godly, people who love the Lord, amen, we would be able to grow as a Christian in this life. So this morning, I'm going to place before you an aged woman who in behavior become holiness. The rest of the sermon is going to be an illustration of that kind of woman. An example of the kind of mother whose work was never done. And it still isn't today, because as we look at her example this morning, amen, she will still be doing what Paul commanded to Titus. She will be teaching women, young women, then she is to be sober, to love her husband, to love their children, to be discreet, to chasten, to be a keeper of the home, good obedience to their own husband, that the word of God be not blaspheming. So learn from the aged mother. Keep on praying. Keep on fighting for your children and your husband and your family down on your knees. They are not always going to follow your instructions. They're not always going to do what you tell them, but keep on praying. Amen. Keep on teaching. Don't give up. Keep on behaving in the right manner of holiness. Moms, how long have you been praying for your children? How long have you been waiting for the Lord to answer? Don't give up. Learn from the aged women. Learn from her faithfulness. Learn from her long suffering. The Lord heard her prayer, and he answered her prayer. Here's yours too, and he will answer you, amen, in his own time. You see, a mother work is truly never done. It continues through a mother's heartache, to a mother's prayer, to a mother's joy. Let me give you an example of what God did. God took the fragrance of a flower, the majesty of a tree, the gentleness of morning dew, the calm of a quiet sea, the beauty of twilight hour, the soul of a staring night, the laughter of a ripping brook, the grace of a bird in flight. Then God fashioned from these things a creation like no other. And when his masterpiece was through, he called it simply mother. Do I have a witness? Bless mothers all over the land. Here today, we just thank God for you. And as I go to my seat, when you are a man in your prayer time, just remember God will hear and answer your prayer. Keep on teaching. Keep on being an example. Seeking after those things that are biblically good. Amen. Do you have children that you need to pray for today? This is a good time to bring them to the altar. This is a good time to pray for your husband. This is a good time to pray for your situation. Maybe you're the one that needs Christ in your life. This is a good time for you to surrender to God, because you want to be all that God wants you to be. Amen. Mother work is never done. She's always leaning toward making her home better, making her children better. So we ought to just praise God this morning when we find good mothers, when we find those that are going by the word of God and leaning toward holiness. Today is a good day to honor and respect a man, mothers all over the world, because their job is never done. They're always giving, always sacrificing. I remember when I was growing up, amen, many times we didn't have enough food to eat, but mother would make sure that the children would get something to eat. And so they always giving. And so we ought to give respect and honor to our mothers and praise God for those who are doing the right thing. But mother's work is never done. Ain't you glad today that you have a good mother? And if you have one, make sure that if she's not near you, that you call mother today and let her know, I love you. It's important that you communicate with the one that has raised you, the one that has watched over you, the one that has taught you, because a mother's work is never done. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, if you would like to surrender your life to the Lord, if you would like to come, amen, and receive Jesus as your personal Savior. He has a work for you to do today. But in order for you to do the best job you can, you need to be led by Jesus Christ. Will you receive him today? Come by letter, Christian Experience Canada Baptism. The Lord gives you the invitation, whosoever will, let him come. Will you come today and receive him as your personal Savior? Will there be one today like to give their life to the Lord? on you. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man will open the door, I'll come in and I'll sup with him and he with me. Will you receive him today as your personal Savior? The only way that you're going to be a good mother, you have to have Jesus on the inside, working on the outside to make a change in your life. Will you receive him? Will you receive him? Maybe you're saved, but you need prayer today. We invite you to come to the altar. Children, if you're with your parents, take them by the hand and bring them to the altar. We just like to invite all mothers, if you would like to come to the altar, so we can just ask God blessings upon your life, that you might be able to stand in a time like this. But truly, we can't make it without the Lord. The word tells us that without Jesus, we are nothing. But God is able, he's able to give you and equip you with everything that you need to be a good mother. Ask Reverend Kitchen, if he don't mind, if he lead us in prayer. And as he's praying, just stretch forth your hands toward the altar. If your mother not here, wherever she is, be in prayer for your mom. And if your mom is going on to be with the Lord, give God praise for her today, that she's resting in the arms of the Lord. Isn't that good news? Hallelujah. Let us pray with Reverend Kitchens.
Our Father and our God, again, it is in your Son Jesus' mighty name. Father, we want to thank you once again for you again being God. Thank you for your Son Jesus, who went to Calvary to sacrifice his life for the sins of this world. Thank you that because of you, Father, we're able to be here today and to witness this beautiful Mother's Day. And now, Lord, thank you for all mothers. Thank you for them that are still living. Thank you for them that are gone on home. Thank you for allowing them to pass this way. Now, Lord, as we are centered around this altar, touch all these mothers. Father, consecrate their minds, fix their hearts, even when things don't go always as planned. God, give them strength to know that you're still God and you're still able to make ways out of no way. Allow them, Father, to continue to be mother in the midst of things not going so well. If we look around at our country today, there are mothers that are killing their own children. Lord, have mercy on them. But then, Lord, there are those that struggles from day to day. Father, help them to be all that they can be. And help us as children, as husbands, as parents, Lord, to be all we can be to help them where they are. And now, Lord, thank you for my mother. Lord, heal her if it's your will. Whatever the situation is, God, we turn it over to you. Make her strong where she's weak. Build her where she's fallen down. Keep her lifted up in your care. Lord, we thank you now for all mothers all over this land and country. Thank you for Dr. Steed and the word that has been brought forth. Continue to bless him. Continue to bless this church. And Father, there are those that are ill right now, those that are bereaved. Father, touch right now in a mighty way that God, they be comforted, that God, they be healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you now and we give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Come on, give God the hand clap of praise today. Hallelujah. Once again, happy, happy Mother's Day. Amen. Mother's work is never done. In the kitchen, cooking fried chicken, collard greens, all that good stuff. Washing and cleaning the laundry. Amen. Vacuum the house. Her work is never done. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Give our miracles a hand, if you will. Hallelujah. Give our musicians a hand. Amen. Amen. Give our ushers a hand, if you will. Praise God. Thank you so very much. Now, you heard the announcement. Next Sunday is going to be Women's Day. So truly, we're looking forward to a grand time, as always, with our women. Amen. We always discover new talent on Women's Day. So we're getting excited. We got a high expectation that next Sunday is going to be a high time in the Lord. So we want you to be with us at both services, if you can, 7:30 and 10:45. We're just going to celebrate the women, amen, in this church and in the world. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Let us stand. We invite you to Sunday school at 9:30. Amen. Come and be a part. And those that will attend virtually, we appreciate you. Amen. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Have a great day, great week. Amen. Be safe. We love you. Love you, Mama.